The Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber. Striving to be Lumber One.
A candidate interview this morning, Charles Lee, Democrat running for state representative in District 2. Charles, good morning. Thanks for being on.
Good morning to you.
So help folks get to know more about you if they're not familiar with you. Tell us about your background, your career, and things like that.
Well, I've been around Roseburg since 1975. I spent 12 years in the district attorney's office here, mostly as sort of a chief deputy, supervising the way that we handled the criminal cases between 1975 and 1987. Since then, I've been a solo lawyer in private practice, handling cases for individuals and small businesses. I've never represented any of the big corporations, the banks, or anything like that. I've also spent upwards of 25 years on the Roseburg School Board, and I'm on the board of directors for the Fish Food Pantry, and I've been a member of the council at Faith Lutheran Church. So I've been fairly active in the community.
So what caused you to run for state representative?
Well, a couple things. One thing is that I was recruited. I was asked by the party when it came close to the time for the filing to end in the spring. And nobody had filled in their name to say that they wanted to jump into the meat grinder of being a Democrat running for the legislature in Douglas County. I think it's important to have somebody speak up for the party that's the minority party in Douglas County, but the majority party in the state, and make it clear to people that there are differing opinions about lots of issues, not just what we hear from the Republicans.
What do you think you would bring to the table as a state representative?
Well, in terms of qualifications, I have long experience dealing with individuals and small businesses in the problems that they get into when they get into problems with one another, and when they get in problems with the law, the government, regulations. I can see how all those things affect individual people, and in that experience, I'm immune from being swayed by lobbyists or people that claim to be experts, because I've actually seen it in people's individual lives. In addition to that, in this history, I've been part of groups that we've had to try to work things out, and I'm not a lone cowboy riding off on my own. I think I can work productively inside groups. Here, I think in Oregon, Southern Oregon, we've been damaged by the fact that an organizing principle for the Republican Party seems to be to say that we're the Republicans, we're protecting Southern Oregon from those bad Democrats up north. That's a good way to make an organization strong, but it's hard to get anything done then if you have to actually work with the Democrats up north. I think as somebody from Douglas County, representing Douglas County, representing the whole district, I would work better as part of the majority party in Salem and getting things actually done as opposed to walking out or making slogans.
Do you feel like right now that rural Oregon gets heard in the legislature or by the governor's office?
I don't think it gets heard nearly as much as it should be, partly because of the stance that people take is one that's adversary to the majority party instead of trying to work out things with the majority party. It's kind of silly to say, well, we don't get anything when you if you go around Roseburg, you just look at the size of the ODOT offices and the state offices and the services that we're getting. We're getting lots of services, but I don't think we're having a whole lot of input into how the decisions are made, because we're not trying to do that. Instead, we're trying to declare that we're separate from the majority in Portland. In fact, these people would say that we'd be better off if we said we were part of Idaho. That's no way to try to negotiate with the people in Salem about how we get served.
Are there particular issues that go before the legislature that you're particularly interested in?
Well, of course, with my background, I'm interested in education all the time, every way. I do have a concern that as a member of a local school board for a long time, I often feel frustrated that our hands are tied by state rules and regulations that I think sometimes aren't necessarily in the interest of the local district. I would be interested not just in trying to get more money for schools, everybody wants to get more money for schools, but to allow districts to spend their money in ways that the districts think are best for the kids in their schools without having to spend so much time filling out paperwork and answering questions for actually both federal and state funders. That would be one thing, to try to promote flexibility in the way that the school services are delivered. And then, of course, being from this part of the state and choosing to be in this part of the state, I really want to work hard to protect our air and our water quality, our fishing and hunting opportunities, and outdoor recreation. When I see that the state parks department is being cut and things like that, that's something that I'd be very much opposed to, and I'd really try very hard to find ways to keep the funding up for those sorts of services and for the environmental services involved. And then, again, going back to the law, it's been frustrating for me in the last, good grief, almost 50 years of lawyering, to see how much more complicated things have gotten. Well, when I first joined the district attorney's office, our criminal code was maybe 3/8 of an inch thick, and now it's about 1.5 inches thick. And the same with family law and all sorts of other things that people, it seems to me that people in the legislature define a problem, then they pass a bill to solve that problem, I think, and then they go on to something else, and they never really go back to see if the original problem has been solved or not. I think as a lawyer, a practicing lawyer, I would do good in trying to make things more simple and more understandable and more workable. But that may be thinking I'm going to have messianic powers if I got elected to the legislature.
What about the Oregon state budget situation right now in the wake of COVID-19? It's really a challenging time with less revenue coming in and really the need on a lot of different levels for some additional services puts the state in an interesting quandary right now.
That's a bad use of the word interesting. It's a sort of a terrifying quandary. I was pleased with the last revenue reports that the budget wasn't hit as badly as we had expected it might be. I think we have to presume that there's going to be a major hit on the state's income. At the same time, I mean, right now, timber prices are up, and there are a lot of parts of the economy that are doing pretty well. The state is in a situation where it has to balance its budget. It's not like the feds that really can print money for the purpose of keeping the economy afloat. And we're kind of dependent upon the feds from the point of view of whether the national economy crashes or not. On a local level, on a statewide level, I think we've just got to look and see how much money's coming in, and we are going to have to adjust how we spend money to reflect what money comes in. But I can't see the future very well.
About a minute left here. Final thoughts in terms of why someone should consider putting your name down on the ballot as they vote?
Well, I'm a hell of a nice guy. And I think I get along with people. I think in a legislative situation, I can listen to people on the outside. I can talk to people on the inside. I can build bridges and trust about you can take my word for what I say. And I think that I would be a useful and effective legislator to represent the district in the legislature.
All right, Charles Lee, Democratic candidate for state representative. Thanks for being on this morning.
Well, thank you.
All right, 840 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.